In Alaska, a man was recently cleared for a crime he didn't commit. Commentator Heather Lendy helped organize an unusual ceremony to celebrate his innocence.
The Alaska Native Brotherhood Hall is decorated with streamers, tinsel, and a paper banner that says Philip Jackson Day. A 10 of 2, a borough assembly member who's the mistress of ceremonies, looks around the quiet hall. The event is supposed to begin at 2. Organizers plan for 100. She whispers, "We'll be lucky to get 12. I hope she's wrong. In 1973, Philip Jackson was convicted of arson for burning down the Haines School and sent to prison. Recently, another local man confessed. Philip was too drunk to know for sure where he was when the fire started. Some of his belongings were found in the school. That and testimony from leading citizens about his bad character were enough to put him in jail for 4 years. Philip will never forget being led away from the courtroom by a guard that called him a no-good Indian. In fact, Philip Jackson is a very good Indian. He started a Native cultural awareness program in Alaskan jails that still exist. Now, he says, a lot of those people in prison, they come from a little village. The first time in the big city, they do something foolish, and like me, they really don't know why they're in jail. It's not right. On parole, Philip worked in an Anchorage soup kitchen. For years, he's lived right across the street from the rebuilt Haines School. At 2:20, the MC addresses the crowd. Every chair is full. People stand 4 deep in the back. Today, she announces, we say, Philip, we are sorry. We sing songs, the mayor makes a speech, and we give Philip a high school jacket. Christy, whose family has owned the Pioneer Bar here for 50 years, reads a poem she wrote for the occasion. Nothing we can say can take away the pain you endured from those who thought you guilty without any proof, who from this day will question their concept of truth, and from those who thought you innocent but just didn't try, who recognized a wretched thing but let it go by. Then my friend Becky walks up to the microphone and with a nod to the Native leaders unfolds a blue, red, and white ceremonial blanket and says, it's a white woman's button blanket. On the back, instead of a traditional Tlingit Indian design, there's a soaring dove. Philip drapes it over his shoulders and dances, carefully at first, then with increasing joy, pumping his arms like wings as Tlingit singers chant an old song and beat a skin drum. It's the first time since he's been out of prison that he's danced with his people. Then he does a most unusual thing. Philip apologizes to us. I may not have been good all my life, he says. If there's anyone in this room I've hurt in the past, I'm sorry.
The comments of Heather Lendy, a columnist for the Anchorage Daily News. She lives in Haines, Alaska.